You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello there. Thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. This is part of my ongoing HomePod series cast. In this particular podcast, I'm going to be talking about how to take your HomePod Mini and reset it back to factory setting. So let's just say we are wanting to reset it for whatever reason that may be. Maybe there you're having some technical problems with it, or you're ready to sell the item. Whatever that reason may be, you wanted to reset it back to factory setting. It's a very simple process. There's two ways of doing it. I'll show you both ways of how to do this. The first option is doing it through your home app that you have on your iPhone. So you must have, or at one point, have set up your HomePod Mini through the home app itself. So in my example, I'll bring this up.
Home. Double tap to open.
Go ahead and double tap to open this item up.
Home. My home. Heading.
Now, go to the right, and we're going to go to the HomePod Mini that you have named your device, or the HomePod Mini that you want to unpair. In my case, it's called Master Bedroom. This is the one I have in my master bedroom in my special podcast closet. It's sitting on my desk next to me. So I'm going to go to the right until you get to my bedroom HomePod Mini.
Master bedroom HomePod plus button.
There she is. Now let's go ahead and do a one finger swipe up.
Open controls.
We're going to do open controls.
The mouse, classic rock from music.
That's what's currently playing on the HomePod Mini itself. But what I'm interested in is at the very bottom of this page.
Remove accessory button.
And there it is. So I want to remove this accessory. Do a one finger double tap.
Oh, removing master bedroom HomePod will erase all content and settings. To set it up again, just bring your iPhone near HomePod and follow the on-screen instructions.
And so we're ready to do this. Go to the right.
Remove button.
And double tap remove.
Homes and home settings button.
Now it's in the process of resetting your HomePod Mini. And you know it's completed when it goes thong, and that means it's ready, and it's ready to be sent off or set up once again. Now, as promised, there is a second option to do this. If for some odd reason the home app itself isn't working or responsive as you would want to, have no fear, there is an alternative solution. It's a pretty simple one that I like this process too, although Apple kind of recommends you doing this first through the home app. If it doesn't work, go through the second option. The second option is to do it at the HomePod Mini itself. It's a simple process. What you do is you unplug the HomePod Mini, wait for about 10 seconds, and then plug it back in. Count for about, or just wait for about 5 seconds, then take one finger and just place it on top of the display or the smart screen that's on top of the device and just hold it there. Now, for those with vision, what you're going to see is a white spinning circle that's going around. And eventually this will turn red. And so it'll be a red spinning circle. And we're going to keep it down. Now Siri is going to say it's about to reset. And it's followed by three beeps. You can now lift your finger at this point, and that will reset your HomePod Mini. So let's try that example. I'll try that next here. I'm going to go ahead and unplug my HomePod Mini and then plug it back in. Now I plugged it in. I'm going to put one finger on top of the ball, and we'll wait for the indication.
Your HomePod is about to reset. Keep pressing until you hear three beeps.
Now we'll let go. Now the HomePod is now reset. So that is how to reset your HomePod Mini back to factory settings. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Nana Mouse. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleBiz podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleBiz.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your AppleBiz.com.